Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf we learned as a schus refua shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliyahu Zev ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, and Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf's being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf's being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yubadal Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began Perek Shnei Seire, which deals with the two Seirim, the two goats, Sar Echad Lashem, V'Sar Echad LaZazel. Today's daf in particular is going to discuss what happens if somebody shechted one of the two Seirim Bachutz. What are the implications going to be? And really, the backdrop to today's daf is a parsha in the Torah. It's in Parshas Achrei Mois. It's not Perek Tezayin. That's what the majority of Masechtas Yuma discusses. But it's the following perek. It's Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Daber al Aharon vel Bono vel Kol Bnei Yisrael v'yomarta aleim ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem Lemer ish ish mi beis Yisrael any yid asher yishcha that will shecht shor oy kesef oy eiz b'machane be it an ox, a sheep, a goat." Bamachana, meaning outside of the Makam HaMikdash, Oyashe Yishchot Michutz Lamachana, the Al Pesach Oyomoyed Loy Heviyo. But he didn't do what he was supposed to do with the carbon, which is bring it to the Oyomoyed, Lahakriv Carbon Lashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechoshev Leishahu, Dom Shafach, the Nichras Hoishahu Mikarev Amik. One is not allowed to Shecht Kachim outside the Makam HaMikdash. If somebody does, he's chayiv karas. The pasuk then continues and says that not only is someone chayiv karas if he shechts kachem bachutz, but a person would also be chayiv karas if he's makter kachem bachutz. The sugyas of shchutei chutz and halas chutz are mentioned in the 13th perek of Masechet Zvachim, perek hashoichet v'hamaylo, and over there the mishnayos say that it's not only shchita and haktara, but if somebody would do zrika bachot, if somebody would do nisuch hayayin, nisuch hamayim, somebody would be makter menaches, any avoida, not any, but many avoidas that a person does bachot, the halacha is he's going to be chayiv karis. Now, one of the most important criteria in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, which is the topic of the first part of today's daf, is it says in the pasuk that the reason a person is chayiv karas for bringing a carbon bachutz is because ve'el pesach oyel moyed loy hevioy lahakriv carbon lashem. It's because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, which was take the carbon and bring it al pesach oyel moyed. And from here, Chazal learned that the only time there's an issur Shchutei Chutz is if the kachim that this person shechted bachutz had a din to bring it El Pesach Oyel Moed. But to the extent that this kachim, for whatever reason, did not have a din of El Pesach Oyel Moed Loy Hevioy, then the halacha is that the Isser of Shchutei Chutz is not going to apply. So with that brief introduction, Zok de Gemara, a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two goats that were brought on Yom Kippur, Shashach the Machotz, that somebody shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, Higru L'Aleim, if he did the Shechita before the Goyro, meaning we haven't determined yet which one of the two Seirim is Lashem and which one is Lazazel, Chayiv al Shneim. The halach is, he would be Chayiv for either one, he'd be Chayiv twice if he did both of them, meaning there's an Issa Shechutei Chutz, if somebody shechts any one of the two Seirim before the Goyro. Misha Higru L'Aleim, what about once you did the Goyro already, Chayiv al Shalshem, you'll be Chayiv for shechting the Shalshem, U'Potter al Shalazel, and you're going to be Potter for the one that's Lazazel. In other words, if somebody shechts the two Seirim, it depends on whether it was before the girl or after the girl. If it's before the girl, you're going to be chayef for both. If it's after the girl, you'll be chayef for the Shalshem, and you'll be potter for the Azazel. Now, as it relates to after the girl, you're chayef for the Shalshem, that's Pashit. The Sar Lashem is a regular carbon. It has a din to be makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. If you shechted bachutz, you violated the principle of the El Pesach Oyel Moyed Loy Heviyoy Lahakriv Carbon Lashem. As a result, it's a regular Shchutei Chutz. The reason after the girl, your partner on the Azazel is Pashit, because the Azazel did not have a din of El Pesach Oyel Moyed Lahakriv Carbon Lashem. It was brought into the Midbar, it was thrown down a cliff, and that's the way this carbon had its akrava. The question, however, is why is it that before the Goyrol, if somebody would check any one of the two Seirim, he would be Chayiv. And that's the Gemara's first question on this Brisa. Says the Gemara, actually, Igrul Aleim, Chayiv Al Shem. If somebody would check any one of the two Seirim before the Goyrol, you would be Chayiv. L'may Chazu, freak the Gemara, I don't understand why. What's it ready for? At this point, these two Seirim haven't been defined yet. They're not Lashem, they're not Lazazel. So why would you be Chayiv? Rav Chizdos. Rav Chizdos said, Hayol v'ra'oi l'sar ha'nasa b'chotz. Rav Chizdos said, granted, right now, this carbon, ba'asher husham, as it stands, is technically not supposed to be a carbon. But at the same time, if you wanted, you could have taken either one of these two goats and used them for the carbon musaf. So we've been talking about the two Seirim up until this point, but as we're going to learn in the coming sugyas, there was actually another Seir that was part of the musafin. Now, any one of these two goats qualify to be used for the carbon musaf. So being that they qualify to be used for the carbon musaf, that's the Seir hanasa b'chutz. It's a little tricky because we're talking about the sugya of shchutei chutz. So you would think the word chutz means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Seir hanasa b'chutz means in the azara, outside the heichal, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is where the other Sa'ir was brought. But the point is that being you're able, you could have used this Sa'ir for the Karma Musaf, since for that reason, if you were Shechta Bachutz, you would be Chayiv. Freak the Gemara. I don't understand. And this is very important for the entire first part of the Daf. If we're going down this road, if we're saying that even though right now this Sa'ir is technically not yet Lashem, which is what you set it aside for, it's not Lazazel, you didn't even make the girl yet. But at the same time, if somebody Shechta Bachutz, he's going to be Chayiv based on a Svar of Hoyol. What's the Hayol? In theory, you can always use it for the carbon musaf, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Freak the Gemara. If that's the case, then just say Hayol, that these Seirim could be used for the Sar Lashem. If we're going to work with a Sfar of Hayol, why are we saying Hayol, that you can use it for the carbon musaf? Say more glad. Hayol, you can use it for the Sar Lashem. You're about to make the Goyrol, and when you make the Goyrol, one of them is going to be Lashem. So if you shech both of them, at the very least, you should be chayev for one. So afraid to go on Maishna, Lassar Hanasa Bifnim, Deloy, the Mechusar Hagrolo. Why did Rav Chizda hold that you can't simply say that you chayev for shechting these two Seirim before the Goyrol? Because even though right now it's technically not in its state where it's ready to be brought as a carbon, but Hoyol, you can make the Goyrol, one of them will be Lashem, and as a result, then it's going to be a regular Sar Lashem. The Teretz must be because it's Mechusar Hagrolo. Because I understand that you could do something, but right now you haven't done it yet. You haven't made the girdle yet. So if that's the case, it shouldn't be chazi for the sira nasa b'chutz either. The mechasri avodas hayoyim, because you still have to do the avodas hayoyim. You're not ready to bring the carbon musaf. You haven't even made the girdle yet. We know that the avodah and Yom Kippur has to be in a certain order. So it's true, it's chazi to be used as the carbon musaf. Yeah, in a few hours, when you're ready to bring the carbon musaf, in theory, you'll be able to bring it. But you're not holding there yet. So to the extent that you're not holding there yet, so l'chura, based on that, it shouldn't be chazi either. In other words, Rav Chizda explained that the reason if somebody shechts the two Seirim b'chutz before the Hagrola he's chayiv is because even though right now it's technically not ready to be brought as a carbon, but there's a svar of hayol. Hayol, I can always change. I can always do something. I can use this sar as the carbon musaf, and if it was the carbon musaf, so then it's a carbon that has a din of el pesach hayol mayid, and as a result, you're going to be chayiv. To the extent that Rav Chizda is willing to entertain a svar of hayol to explain the brisa, so why didn't Rav Chizda just explain the brisa more passion? Why didn't he simply say that there's a hayol that you can make the Goyrol, and then the Sar is going to be Roy Lashem. Elamai, you don't want to say Hoyol for the Goyrol because it's quote-unquote Mechusar Hagrola. So here too, it's also Mechusar Avoides Hayoyim. So the Gemara says, Kosav Rav Chizda, Ein Mechusar Zman Lebay Bayoyim. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, there's a difference between the Chisorin in the sense of this Sar being Roy to be used as the Sar Lashem versus the Chisorin from the standpoint of this Sar being Roy to be used as the carbon musaf. In order to use this Sar Lashem, you have to make a Goyrol. One of the things that was done with the Goyrol, says Rashi, is after it was determined whether the right one was going to be Lashem or the left one was going to be Lashem, the Goyrol itself was placed on the animal. In order for the Sar to be Lashem, there has to be a Hanocha of the Goyrol on the animal. which means that what's missing right now is an amaisa that you have to do with the actual animal. So the chesaron is a chesaron in the guf of the sar. When the chesaron is a chesaron in the guf of the sar, you don't say a svara of oil. If you want to use this sar right now for the carbon musaf, you don't have to do anything to the sar. There's other external things that need to be done, like the avodah. But at the same time, as it relates to this sar, there's nothing that has to be done. So when the chesaron is a chesaron in maisa, with the thing itself that is in front of you, that's considered a chesaron. So Rav Chisda said, you can't tell me, hayol, you could do a hagrala. Because right now you're missing hagrala. There's a chesaron in the actual sar. That's too big of a chesaron. We can't overlook it. No svar of hayol is going to get you past that. So right now it's not al pesach hayom hayol yaviyoy. So right now you're going to be chayv. Oh, but the fact that you can use it for the carbon musaf, even though it's true, I need to do things. I have to do more. I have to do the whole avay. It doesn't matter. But at the same time, that chesaron is not a chesaron in the guf of the sar, and if the chesaron is not a chesaron in the guf of the sar, that's what Rav Chisda said, yichayev, because it's right to be used as the carbon musaf. He didn't say it's chayev, because it's right to be used as the sar lasham. Amar Ravina. So Ravina said, hashadam Rav Chisda mechusa agrola kemechusa maisadami. Now the Rav Chisda said that if something is missing agrola, it's kemechusa maisadami. Rav Chisda, who was mefarish to Bryson, and said, atchala higul yichayev, not because he could have used it for the sar lashem, but because he could use it for the carbon musaf. Why not the sar lashem? Because it's mechusar maiso. So if that's the case, we can apply this principle and come with a new halacha in kachim, and that is hadam Rabbi Yudah Mashmur. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel Shlamim Sheshachdom Koidim Sheniftechu Dalsoy Sahegol Psuvim. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that a carbon shlamim that was brought before the doors of the Hegel were opened up in the morning is possible. So every morning, the Levim, the Shayarim, they would open up the doors of the Hegel. And there was a halacha that you couldn't bring a shlamim. It's unique to shlamim. You couldn't bring a carbon shlamim before the doors of the Hegel were brought. So much so that shlamim sheshachton, even the shchita, before psichas dalsos Hegel is going to be possible. Shenema v'shachtu pesach ha-yomayin. And we learn from there, bismanchu pasuach, when the doors are open, v'lebismanchu, no, not when the doors are closed. So says the Gemara, Ravina said, shachtam achutz, kalim shenifchu dalsos Hegel. I think what should come out according to Rav Chisda is if somebody would shecht the shlomim bachutz before psichas dalsos hahechol, I think he's going to be potter. My timer, because right now you can't bring it because there's no al pesach hayom hayol le'yevir. What are you going to tell me? All you have to do is open the doors. So there was a hayol. You could have opened the doors and then it would have been right. But mechusar psicha is kemechusar maisa dami. If you have to open up the doors, that's like a mechusar maisa. So that's like mechusar agrola, which Rav Chisda said, that type of chesaron is going to be too big of a chesaron to say that you should be chayef eshkut echotz. Now Rashi asks an obvious question, and that is, we define mechusar maisa as a maisa that has to be done with the actual sar. So hagrola was mechusar maisa because the hagrola is done with the actual sar. You have to take the girdle and put it on the sar, as opposed to the avoidah, which you need to do in order to be able to bring the carbon musaf, even though there's a lot to do, but it's external. Now, opening up the doors as it relates to the carbon shlamim is not the actual animal. That's also external. So it's Rashi's kasha. The last line on Samach Beis Amin Beis. Afal gaf the lav maisa begufen shul shlamim. Even though opening up the doors of the heichel is technically not in the shlamim, but hayulu bahen nemar havekem maisa begufen. Being that the halacha of psichas dalsas the heichel was said regarding shlamim, Rashi says some sort of svar. It's as if it's a maisa that has to be done with the shlamim. So you have to know what Rashi's svar is. But Rashi asks the obvious question, and the bottom line is that what comes out then is, the Rav Chisda said that the only time you chayef eshkut echot is if the carbon that you shechted was roi loy al pesach oyomoy. As it says, val pesach oyomoy loyavir. So if somebody would shecht an animal right now that you're not ready to do avoidah with, what's the halacha? You would be potter. Stating that there is a svar of hayol. There is a concept that if right now it's technically not ready for the avoidah to be done, but there's like a hayol that would allow me to, I could do this and that would trigger it. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't work. If it's mechusar maisa, then the halacha is it's not going to make it roi lovei al pesach hayomayet and you'll be potter from shkutei chutz. If it's not mechusar maisa, then you will be chayav. But the Gemara continues discussing Rav Chisda. Me islay the Rav Chisda hayol. Does Rav Chisda really hold of hayol in any scenario of Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda himself said, Pesach sheshachte b'chutz, m'shayim ois hashanah. Somebody shechts the carbon Pesach b'chutz the rest of the year, meaning not Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, not the time that you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. L'shmoy, if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, potter. You're going to be potter. Shloy l'shmoy, if you shecht it not l'shem Pesach, Rashi says, rather l'shem shlomim, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So the background to this halacha is, The Korban Pesach was brought Erev Pesach, Yudal Nisan, Bein Aharbayim, from Chatzos up until Laila. That was the Zman to bring the Korban Pesach. Pesach B'Shar Yemois HaShana, if somebody has a Pesach, and it's not Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the halacha is, it has a din of a shlomim. It's something that affects many sugis in Shas. But from a super high level, Pesach B'Shar Yemois HaShana is a shlomim. So the Rav Chizda was discussing what happens if somebody shechted a Korban Pesach Bachutz B'Shar Yemois HaShana. So he said, very pasha. If he shechted a L'Shem Pesach, he's going to be potter. Because Pesach B'Shar Yemois HaShana is not roy to be a Pesach. You can't bring it as a Korban Pesach right now. It's not El Pesach El Moy Loy Hevi'oy, because you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach. As a result, you're going to be potter. If, however, you shechted it L'Shem Shlomim, so then the halacha is, you're going to be chayav, because it is roy to be brought as a Korban Shlomim. So L'Shmoy means L'Shem Pesach, it's potter, because right now you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach. Shaloy L'Shmoy means L'Shem Shlomim, that's how Rashi explains it. Not just Shaloy L'Shmoy, L'Shem anything other than Pesach. But specifically L'Shem Shlomim, then you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara says like this, time of the Shaloy L'Shmoy, it's mashma that the only time you're going to be chayav is if you had in mind Shaloy L'Shmoy. Hoy stumble. L'Shmoy, who potter. It sounds like, let's say you would check the Korban Pesach, stomach. So in Kachin, stomach, if you don't think at all, so it's usually like L'Shmoy. So if you check the Pesach L'Shmoy, it's as if you thought L'Shem Pesach. You check the Shlomim L'Shmoy, it's as if you thought L'Shem Shlomim. Chatas, stomach, is as if you checked the L'Shem Chatas. Stomach is always like L'Shmoy. And in Rav Chizda's statement, it sounds the same thing. That if somebody would check the Pesach, B'Shayim Mois HaShana, stomach, the halach is it would be L'Shmoy, and you would be potter. Why? Because there's no Pesach Hoyo Moy Loyav here. You can't bring it as a Korban Pesach. But Freit Gemara Va Mai Lema Hoyo. Why don't you say Hoyo V'Roy Shaloy L'Shma Bifneim? Why don't you say there's a Hoyo? In theory, I could have shechted it Shaloy L'Shma. Had I shechted it Shaloy L'Shma, then it would have been a Shlomim. Then it would have been Roy Lovey a Pesach Hoyo. Based on that, I shouldn't be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashto, that's not a Kasha. Hasam Boy Akira, Hai Loy Boy Akira. Right now, this is a Korban Pesach. Hoyol, I could change the nature of the carbon and I can make it into a shlomim by thinking shaloy l'shma. That not. Meaning, Rav Chizda holds that in order to convert the Pesach into a shlomim, you need the machshava of shaloy l'shma. So you need an akira to make it into a shlomim. Rav Chizda holds that to say hoyol that I could do an akira, that not. Talk to Gemara. We just had a whole discussion in Shitas Rav Chizda, Rabbi Bar Simi, Masnil of the Rabbi. Rabbi Bar Simi learned the in previous sugi that we just learned, but instead of Rav Chizda, he had Rabbi, Bekashale, the Rabbi, Umeshani, Kiddushani. So every place it says Rav Chizda, up until this point, you could delete Rav Chizda, replace it with Rabbah. This is in Rabbah Bar Simi's Gerson, the Gemara. Regardless, no implications, Lamaisa, because we end up in the same place. So the first part of the daf was a discussion in Rav Chizda's commentary on the Braisa. The Gemara brought a pretty straightforward Braisa, where the laws of Sar HaMishtaleach and Sar Lashem meet the laws of Ashoichet VaHamayla. And that is, if somebody shechted one of the Shnei Seirim, Bachot. So actually, Higro, Chayef. Misha Higro, you Chayef for the Shalshem, and you're Potter for the Azazel. So again, we said the fact that you Chayef for Shalshem is Poshet. The fact that you're Potter for the Azazel is pretty Poshet, although we'll see the Gemara later is going to talk more about it. But the fact that you Chayef, actually, Higro, that was a little bit of a Chiddush. And Rav Chizda said the reason you Chayef is, even though you didn't make the Goyal yet, even though right now none of these Seirim are technically Roy, Lovey, Pesach, Roy, Moy, but you can always use it as the Carbon Musaf. Right? You always use it as Carbon Musaf, you always make the Goyal. Elamai, you're going to tell me, oh, the Goyrol, because you have to make a Goyrol? You can't use it for the Korban Musaf now either. You have to do the whole Avodah. And it was because of this, the Gemara was Mechadish, that you see Rav Chizda holds that there's a Svar of Hoyol, but sometimes you can apply it, sometimes you can't apply it. If it's Mechusar Maisa, then you can't apply it. If it's Mechusar Akira, like this last Gemara that we just learned, then you can't apply it. If it's Mechusar Zman, or even if you have to do something, but that thing you need to do is external to this actual animal, that's where you apply the Svar of Hoyol. So again, just to be clear, the Gemara's discussion wasn't so much in the Braisa, it was in Rav Chizda's commentary on the Braisa. It was the fact that Rav Chizda explained actually Higro Chayev, not because you can use it as the Sar Lashem, but because you can use it as the Korban Musaf. That's where bells went off. That's where the Gemara said, one second, that's an interesting pshat, Rav Chizda. For some reason, the Hoyol, you can use it for the Sar Lashem. That's not enough to be able to learn Pshat in the Braisa. You're coming on to the fact that you can use it for the Korban Musaf. That was the first discussion. Regardless, Derech Agav, the Gemara brought, as it relates to the sugya of Shchutei Chutz, Rav Chizda's Memra. If somebody shechts a Korban Pesach, Bachutz, B'Shar Yemois HaShana. So if he shechted it Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's easy, Yichai. But what if he did it B'Shar Yemois HaShana? So Rav Chizda said, very simple, L'shma Pater, Shaloi L'shma, chayev. L'shma pater, because if you shechta Pesach, shalvoy bezmanoy, it's not roi lovey al Pesach hayom mayid. As a result, you're not going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. Shalvoy l'shma, as in l'shem shlomim, being that Pesach b'shayim mayis hashana has a shaychus to shlomim, so then the halach is, if you shechta l'shem shlomim, you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara now is going to bring two other shitas as it relates to this halacha. If somebody shechta Pesach b'shayim mayis hashana, what's the halach? Yosef Rav Dimi, where Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Incidentally, after some of the raid that we learned last week, we know Rabbi Yirmiyah was one of the Chachmei HaTalmud that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one that said, Hani Bavloi Tepshoi. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one that said, Machshakim Hoshivani Kimei Sayoilam. So it's not surprising that in the context of Rabbi Dimi coming from Eretz Yisrael, saying over Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yirmiyah would be in that discussion. Rabbi Yirmiyah lived in Eretz Yisrael. So yes, Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah, send him Rabbi Yirmiyah, who send him Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach Shashachim Chutz. Bishayim Hashem. Somebody shechts the carbon Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The rest of the year, not Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Bein Lishmai, Bein Shaloi Lishmai. It doesn't matter if he shechted Lishma, or if he shechted it Shaloi Lishma, Potter. You're always going to be Potter. Meaning, even Shaloi Lishma, you're going to be Potter. I'm Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi said, I'm Rita Lishmaite Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. So when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said this over to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I asked him the following question. Vishlam Lishmai, I understand why if you shechted carbon Pesach Lishma, you're Potter, Dolei Chazila. Because you can't bring it as a carbon Pesach right now. It's not Erev Pesach after Chatzos. El Shaloi Lishmai, Amai. But why you Potter on Shaloi Lishma? Hachazi Shaloi Lishmai Bifnim. Right now, Shaloi Lishma, it can be brought as a Shlamim. So it's Roy Lavi Pesach Ayamait. So why is it different than shechting any Kachem Machutz? For Amali, Rabbi Yirmiyah told me, Akira's Chutz, Lav Shema Akira. It's true, you can turn it into a Shlamim, but you can't turn it into a Shlamim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Akira of making a Pesach into a Shlamim has to happen in the Beis HaMikdash. So when this person had in mind Shaloi Lishma, and he had that machshava didn't convert it into a Shlamim. So he shechted a Pesach. A Pesach is not Roy Lovey, a Pesach Oyem Mayed, B'Sharim Mayed Sashana. If you convert it into a Shlamim, it is. But that has to happen in the Beis HaMikdash. This didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. That machutz, it never became a Shlamim. If it never became a Shlamim, you're going to be Potter. Also, Ravin, when Ravin, who was the other famous Amora that had learned in Eretz Yisrael, and he came back, and he was telling over Torah that he heard. So he said that I heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And this is like in many sugis and shas, Rav Dimi and Ravin were the two Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they very often differed in terms of the Messiah that they brought back with them. So when Ravin came back, he said, I'll tell you what I heard Rabbi Yirmiyah say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach sheshachtei b'chutz b'shayim mois hashon. Bein l'shmoy, bein shaloi l'shmoy, chayiv. That in both cases are going to be chayiv. So the Gemara filo l'shmoy, 1 second. If you shechted a carbon Pesach, l'shem Pesach, b'shayim mois hashon yichayv, how yichayv? It's not roi lovi al Pesach ha'imoyd, but tanan. Besides, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah mesechta zvachim, mechusar zman, a carbon that's mechusar zman, bein begufoy, bein bebailim, whether it's mechusar zman begufoy, or if it's mechusar zman bebailim, meaning there's something about the animal that makes the mechusar zman, or there's something about the owner of the carbon that makes the mechusar zman, the halachas you potter from the halachas of shchutei chutz. An animal has to be a certain age in order for you to be able to be makriv it. The bailam sometimes has to be in a certain zman in order for him to be able to bring a carbon. And if one of those two are missing, then if you shech that carbon, b'chutz, you're potter. Why? It's the same reason. It's the theme of the daf. Because there's no vel Pesach oyel moyet loy hevia. So the Mishnah says like this: Veizel mechusas man bebailam. What's an example of mechusas man bebailam? Hazava hazava vayoledes vahamitzayra shenkribu chatosam vashomam b'chutz. So these are all people that are tamei, and they have to wait a certain amount of time until they actually become tar. So if they would bring their respective karbanos prematurely before they're actually tahar, so the halach is that they potter. It's mechusas man mitzad de bailam. Same v'shalmei mechutz chayav. If they would bring their oilus and shlomim, because they would be chayav. And the reason is because the oilus and the shlomim are roy lovey al pesach hayomayit, because they could be brought as a nedav. If I'm Reb Chilki Bar Tuvi said loyshanu elu lishma. The only time this is true is if they shechted it lishma. So the only time we say that the karbanos of the zav and the zav of the yeledes and the metzayra, if they brought a mechusas man, they're going to be potter, is if they brought it l'shem that carbon. Because for that carbon, it's mechus v'zman. Ava shaloi l'shmai, if they had a mind shaloi l'shmai chayiv, and the reason they're chayiv is because a carbon that's brought shaloi l'shmai, with very few exceptions, is kosher. It's like olu l'bailam l'shem chayiv, but it is kosher. And being that it's kosher, so the halach is, it's roi lovei al pesach hayamayid, so therefore, they're going to be chayiv. But one thing you see from here for sure, l'shmai mi'a potter. L'shmai, for sure, potter. So It's a Mishnah. Hazava hazava vayoledes vamitzayr. That brought their chatos or their ashan, bachutz, lishma, for short potter. There's no question in the world. Shiloh, what about shaloi lishma? Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said, only lishma potter. But for sure lishma potter. Faith Gemara, my, why lishma potter? Neima, why don't you say what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, lishma is going to be chayiv. And why would you be chayiv? Hayol v'ruyin shaloi lishma b'fnim, l'chura, because it's roi lavoi, El Pesach Hayomayid, if you had in mind a machshava shaloi lishma. So if Ravin is right in what he said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, being that you could think l'shem shlomim, that's enough of a reason for you to be chayiv, and therefore even l'shma is chayiv, even though right now it's a carbon Pesach, how can you be chayiv? But because you could always have a machshava of shaloi l'shma, so over there too you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, hachi hashto, no, it's very different, hasam by yakira. Over there, if somebody would check the asham of the zava, let's say, of the mitzayra, so what would be the halacha? So you're telling me you want me to be chayiv? Why? Because I could have had a machshava shloi lishma. That's not how you could have done an avera. You could have had a machshava shloi lishma. But over here it's different because Pesach b'shayim mois hashana is shlomim. Because Pesach b'shayim mois hashana is a shlomim. And the way Rashi explains is that Ravin must have held that Pesach b'shayim mois hashana is a shlomim even without akira. And if it's a shlomim even without akira, so here you don't need akira at all. So the asham and the chata shloi lishma would need an akira, being that it would need an akira. So if you had a mind lishma and you weren't oikrit, you're going to be potter. Ah, you could have been oikrit. You don't say you could have been oikrit. Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, to the extent it doesn't require akira, so halach is that you're going to be chayev. Just to finish the Gemara, and then we'll recap it. Rav Ashi masti chayev. Rav Ashi held chayev, meaning in all cases, Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, lishma and shaloi lishma is chayev. Kindam rinon. Reb Yirmi midifti masni potter. Reb Yirmi midifti held that it's always going to be potter. Why do he hold it's always going to be potter? Kasav, he holds Pesach b'shayim ois hashana boi akira. He holds that Pesach b'shayim ois hashana requires akira. V'akira tzchotz lav shma akira. And akira tzchotz is not an akira. So even though shaloi lishma technically is roi lovi, Pesach b'shayim as a shlomim, but it needs akira. And you can't do the akira b'chutz who pliga the Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, and he obviously argues with Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, who held that if you would bring the chatas and the asham of the zav and the zav of the yoledes and the metzayra shaloi l'shma you would be chayiv. He clearly, because an akira schutz ishma akira, if he holds akira schutz l'shma akira, he obviously argues with Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi's comment that he made on the Mishnah Masech Tzvachim that the Gemara just brought. But the bottom line is just to recap it, and that is we have three shitas as it relates to someone that shechts a carbon Pesach, the Shar Yemois Hashana Bachotz. We had Rav Chizda, and then we had Rav Dimi's version of what he brought back with him from Eretz Yisrael, and then we had Ravin's version. Rav Chizda said, very simple. He said, if you had a mind with Shema, you're going to be Potter. If you had a mind shaloi lishma, you're going to be chayiv. The reason lishma you're going to be potter is because a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana is not roi lovay. A Pesach b'shayim, you can't bring a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana. Male, you're going to be potter. If you had a mind shaloi lishma, meaning l'shem shlomim, you're going to be chayiv. Because Pesach b'shayim ois hashana is really a shlomim. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, I heard that it doesn't matter if you had a mind lishma, or even if you had a mind shaloi lishma, you're always going to be potter. Pesach lishma, you're going to be potter because you can't bring a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana. Pesach shaloi lishma is also going to be potter because even though Pesach b'shayim ois hashana is a shlamim, but you need an akira and you can't do the akira b'chutz, as a result, you're going to be potter. Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael and he said just the opposite. Lishma and shaloi lishma are both going to be chayev. Shaloi lishma is going to be chayiv because you're bringing it as a shlomim now. And even lishma is going to be chayiv because you technically could have brought it shaloi lishma. Ay, you need an akira, seder. Ay, you're doing the akira b'chutz. He holds akira schutz, shma akira. Or even better, maybe he holds you don't even need akira. But the bottom line is, those are the three shittas. And really, the root of these three shittas, which is really not our sugya, this is complicated enough, but really the root of these three shittas boil down to the sugya of how a Pesach converts into a shlomim. Does it need akira? Does it not need akira? Does the akira have to be b'shas akrov in the Beis HaMikdash? What if the akira was done b'chutz? So really, to properly understand this on a deeper level, is this conversion of Pesach Teshlamim, how exactly does that happen? And one nafgemina is the sugis of Shchut Eichot, which is really Yuma Dav Samach Gimel Amir Aleph. Zok the Gemara, a little lighter. Amar Mar. Mishahigrul Aleim Chayv Al Shal Shem Upatah Shal Azaz. So till now we've been talking about if somebody would shecht any one of the two Sirim Achotz before the Goyro. The Brisa said you're going to be chayev. Rav Chisda said a mechudish reason why you're chayev. Pashut, you should have said you're chayev because they're right. To be one of them is going to be the Zohar Lashem. He said no, because he'd be born at the carbon musaf. The Gemara jumped on that, and we had a whole Amid Gemara of Shchut Echutz as it relates to that. But then the Brisa continued and said, what happens after the Goyal? You have the two Seirim. One is Lashem, one is Lazazel. So if you shecht the Lashem, you're chayev. If you shecht the Lazazel, you're potter. So we said, it's Pashut. Why? The Lashem is Roy Lavi El Pesach HaYomayit. The Lazazel is Roy Lavi to the Midbar, not El Pesach HaYomayit. So that's the Pashut Pshat. Stating that, it's not as simple. Tanu Rabbanon, a Brisa. Ish mi beis Yisrael, ashi ishcha chorei kesev ha-yeiz b'machene, oy ashi ishcha mi chutz l'machene, v'al Pesach oyomoy lo hevil la-hakriv karbon la-shem. So this is the pasuk that we began the daf with. Darshan's the Gemara Namad Beis. E-karbon, if we would simply say karbon shemani afil kachet b'edek abayis, I would think even kachet b'edek abayis is subject to the laws of Shchut Eichot. Shenikru karbon. You find kachet b'edek abayis. Meaning, if somebody makes a donation, someone donates an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, I don't want you to be makriv this as a carbon. I want this to go towards the maintenance, any fees, and any overhead that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. That donation is also called a carbon. So traditionally, we think of a carbon as something that's actually going to go on the Mizbeach. But the truth is, kachet b'edek abayis, which will never go near the Mizbeach, it's also called a carbon. Ke'inyin shenemer. There's a makar to it. V'nakre ves carbon Hashem. And that pasuk was not talking about a real carbon. It was talking about a donation. So you see that even kachet b'edek abayis is called carbon. So I would have thought that if someone shechts an animal that is kadosh, even if it's kachet b'edek abayis, b'chutz, he should be chayiv. Talmud loymar, v'al pesach ha'yomoy lo hevi'ah. Kol ha'roi lo pesach ha'yomoy chayiv ala b'chutz. Kol she'en ha'roi lo pesach ha'yomoy ein chayiv ala b'chutz. Oitzi elu she'ein ru'uyin lepesach hayomayit, which means I'm oitzi kachet b'edek abayis or anything like that. That's not a carbon. It's not roi lovi lepesach hayomayit. They're going to be excluded. But the price says v'loy oitzi. Rashi takes out the next two words. Skip paras chatas v'sara mishtalech shu roi lovi lepesach hayomayit. What about sara mishtalech? I would think that sara mishtalech should be included in the issa shchut eichot. Why? Because it's roi lovi lepesach hayomayit. Until now we've been saying it's pashut the sara mishtalech is not roi. Here the Gemara says that the Tzar Mishtalech is Roy Lava Yal Pesach HaYomayit. And the reason Rashi says must be because even though the Hakrava of the Tzar Mishtalech is not going to happen in the Oyel Moed, but there are certain things that will be done with the Tzar Mishtalech in the Oyel Moed, and that is the Goyrol and the Vidoy. So the Braises have a meaning that's enough for it to be considered Roy Lava Yal Pesach HaYomayit. So again, so I know that Kachet B'edek Abayis is excluded. Because that's not Roy Lovey El Pesach HaYomayit. What about the Sara Mishtaleach, Talmud Loimar? It says, Korban Lashem, Mishem Miyuchadam Lashem. Yatsu Elu She'en Miyuchadam Lashem. Something that's Miyuchad Lashem, as opposed to the Sara Mishtaleach, that's not Miyuchad Lashem. We're going to get back to this. Frank the Gemara, Lashem Lohitziu. Is that true? Wherever it says the word Lashem, it means to exclude the Sara Mishtaleach. The Sara Mishtaleach is not exclusively Lashem Vreminu. I'll ask you a kasha from an unrelated halacha. So it says in the Torah, we mentioned this on Amud Aleph, Shor oy kesef oy eiz, ki yivale, v'hoye shivas yom tachas imoy, umiyoy mashmid v'holo yeirotz l'korbin Lashem. So this is the pasuk that mentions the halacha mechusar zman, that an animal has to be a certain age in order for you to be able to bring it as a carbon. What is that age? Has to be 8 days old. So when the animal is 8 days old, just like brismila is when a child is 8 days old, brismila is a carbon. Every single carbon has to be 8 days old before you're able to bring it. So the pasuk that says this halacha says the carbon isha lashem. The Gemara brings a brayso. Yeiratz the carbon isha lashem elu isha. I know from here that a carbon has to be 8 days old. How do you know that? Not only can you be makriv of the carbon before it's 8 days old, but you can't even be makdish it. You can't even say, I want this animal to be kadosh before it's 8 days old. Tamalim or carbon lashem. Tamalim or carbon. Lashem. What does the word lashem teach me? L'rabbi sara mishtaleach. That a sara mishtaleach is included in this halacha. That a sara mishtaleach has to be 8 days old. What's the kasha? We just said Lashem in the parasha of Shechutei Chutz is Memayit the Sar Mishtalech. And here we're saying the word Lashem in the parasha of Mechus Hazman is Marbe the Sar Mishtalech. By Shechutei Chutz, where it says Lashem, we say that even though the Sar Mishtalech on some level is Roy Lovey Pasach HaYomayit, but it's not Lashem, it's going to be excluded. And as it relates to Mechus Hazman, we're saying that Mechus Hazman, Lashem, even the Sar Mishtalech that you would have thought, I don't know, maybe it shouldn't be included in the Halacha Mechus Hazman, is going to be included in the. So is Lashem Marbe Sarah Mishtalech, like by Mechus Hazman, or is it Memayit Sarah Mishtalech, like Shechutei Chutz? Amar Rava, so Rava said it depends. It's not Marba, it's not Memayit. Lashem can mean Sarah Mishtalech either this way or that way, and you have to look at the general context. Hasam Minyana Dekra, Vahachem Minyana Dekra. Look at the background. Hasam, over there it says, El Pesach HaYomoyed, L'Rabbois, Lashem, Vahitzi. El Pesach HaYomoyed, that it says by Shechutei Chutz, you would have thought included Sarah Mishtalech. Oh, you would have thought included Sarah Mishtalech. Now you want to exclude Sarah Mishtalech? Lashem is coming to be Mimayet. As opposed to Hacha De'isha, Vahitzi, over here where the Torah says that you're not allowed to bring a carbon when it's less than 8 days old, it says Isha. Lahakriv Isha Lashem, Isha is a fire on the Mizbeach. That for sure doesn't mean Sar Mishtalech. You can tell me Sar Mishtalech is Roy Lovey Al Pesach HaYomai. You can make that case. You need it for the Goyro, you need it to say Vidoy, but you can't make the case that it went on the Mizbeach because it simply didn't go on the Mizbeach. So there, before the word Lashem, I would have thought to exclude the Sar Mishtalech. So therefore, Lashem, the word Lashem, the rabbis must be, it's coming to be Marbe. A little bit more Gemara. So again, we just mentioned now, we're digressing from a digression. So we mentioned the idea that when it says the word Lashem in the parasha of Mechus Hazman, it's Lerabbos Sar HaMishtalech. So here's the question. Can you take the Sar HaMishtalech if it was less than 8 days old? The answer is no. How do I know that? The Torah wrote an extra word. Lashem Lerabbos Sar HaMishtalech. So one time the Rabbi Rachmana, I need a pasuk to tell me this. Holy Rabbi, but if I wouldn't have had the pasuk, I would have thought Sar HaMishtalech Kaddish B'Mechus Hazman. I would have thought that the Sar HaMishtalech, even if it's Mechus Hazman, you can bring it. Freak the Gemara, how could you bring it? It's such a basic question. How do you know which carbon is the Sar Mishlech? There were two Seirim. One Sar was Lashem, the other Sar was Lazazel. They both have to be Shayach to being Lashem and to Lazazel. Now, if it's less than 8 days old, it for sure can't be Lashem. So, Freit the Gemara, the Goyrel is only Kaveya if it has to be fear. They both have to be Shayach Lashem. So, Memela, I back into this idea that the Sar Mishtalech can't be Mechus Hazman. Rav Yosef, said, "Hamani Chonan Amitzrihi." Maybe the Tanya this Brayis is Chonan Amitzrihi. Tanya will learn to the Brayis Chonan Amitzrihi. Yomer Afilu Dam Bekoyis. Maybe Chaveroi Umezavigloi. What happens if the Sar Mishtalech died after you already shechted the Sar Lashem? So you bring another Sar Mishtalech. Oh, so now already you're bringing another Sar Mishtalech. That Sar Mishtalech doesn't sound like you're doing a Gairo. So that's already doesn't have to be a Sar that's Roy to be Lashem. You're just bringing a replacement. So you would have thought maybe that doesn't have to be 8 days old. That's why Lashem is Mechad. But the Gemara says, Eme, the Sham Leid Chana Mitzri, Dlasei Dechuyen. All Chana Mitzri said was that even if you shechted the Sar Lashem and you have the Dam in the Kais, you can use that Dam. But he never said anywhere that you don't have to make another Goyrol. Maybe you have to bring another two goats, make another Goyrol. One's going to be Lazazel. Now, what are you going to do with the one Lashem? We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. But for now, who said you're not going to make a girl? You never said you're not going to make a girl. You just said you can continue to use the dam that you had in the original case. So the Gemara says, Lesley, Agrola, Michamele, Dilma, Maisi, Magro. Maybe you have to bring another to him. But the point is, maybe you need a girl. To the extent you need a girl, it has to be right to be Lashem. It has to be right to be Lashem. Then, of course, it has to be 8 days old. And one says, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said the same Torah, it's just a different name. Hamani Reb Shimon, he now. Reb Shimon, he's a Tana. You're right. Chanan Amitzri, maybe not. But for sure, Rabbi Shimon, Tanya, we learned to the Brayis, Meis Echemayam, if one of the two animals dies, maybe Chaveiroi, and here's the punchline, Shaloi Behagrola Devi Rabbi Shimon. So there's a concept of bringing it, even Shaloi Bragal. Ravina said a different Teretz. Going Shahumam, the Chiloloi Al Achar. Maybe the case would be, what happens if the Sar Mishtalech got a mum? So you did the Goyrol, you have a Sar Lashem, you have a Sar Lazazel, then the Sar Mishtalech got a mum. So the halacha is that you can be Poida. The Sar HaMishtalech, you could transfer the Kedusha onto another animal. That other animal's for sure not going to need a Gairo. It's coming, literally, to just take over the Kedusha that's being transferred from the existing Sar HaMishtalech. So that's where it would be Negei. I need to know that it has to be 8 days old, because now I'm not making a Gairo. So it doesn't have to be Roy to be Lashem. So maybe if it's less than 8 days old, it's going to be okay. So Kamash Blon, it has to be 8 days old. We're not here with the Pasal Bei Mumo. So Gemara says, oh, you're assuming something in this answer. You're assuming that a Sar HaMishtalech can't have a mum. Doesn't go in the Mizbeach. How do you know it can't have a mum? They're Tanya, so we have another Braisa. It says, V'isha loy sitnu mehem. And this Pasuk discusses the laws of Mumin. The whole pasuk is the part we need. The isha loisitnu mehem, referring to Mumin, al hamizbeach lashem. And we learn from here, eluach alovim. Isha means the fats. You're not allowed to be makriv if the animal has mum. I would think maybe all the fats you can't be makriv, but some of them, if you want to, you could. You're not allowed to do zrik of an animal that has a mum. Lashem, again, not lahoitzi, but l'rabbis sarha mishtaleach. So you see from here clearly that the laws of mumen relate to the sarha mishtaleach. So now we have three lashems. We have the lashem in the parish of Shchutei Chutz that was memay sar mishtaleach. We have the lashem in the parish of Mechus Hazman that was marba sar mishtaleach. And then we have the lashem in the parish of mumen that was also marba sar mishtaleach. And the Gemara's question is, why do I need a pasuk to be marba sar mishtaleach to Mechus Hazman and a parsha to be marba sar mishtaleach to Baal Mum? If you tell me there's mechus hazman, so you're treating it like a garban. So you would think, if it's a mum, you're not allowed to be makrovit. And the same is true vice versa. So why do I need both? Why do I need to be marbid into the parish of mechus hazman and mumin? So the Gemara of Yitzchak L'michel Baal Mum, Yitzchak L'michel Mechus Hazman, Yitzchak L'michel Mechus Hazman had only said mechus hazman, Mishum Dolei Mati Zmanei. I would have thought, because the time didn't come yet to bring it, Avu Baal Mum, the Mati Zmanei, Eim Eloi. But maybe this, where the animal's already old enough, meaning if it's, you're too young, maybe that's a huge deal. Even for Sar Mishtaleach, it's a problem. But a Baal Mum is old enough, just so happens that it has a Mum, maybe that's not enough. So, no, therefore it's a Svarav. Ikas Rechman Baal Mum, it's a Baal Mum Mishum, the Ma'os. A Mum maybe is Ma'os to bring it as a carbon. Ava Mechusar is Mandalay Ma'os, it's just too young. Ey Maloy Tzricha, therefore I need both. Rava Amar, Rava said one final and epic answer to this question, and that is Kegoyin. Shayla Chayla B'Teich Beis. It's talking about, you want to know where it's negeya to be marba, the sara mishtalech, to the parish of Mechus Hazman. What would be if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, had a chayil in his house? V'shachat imoy b'yoyim ha-kippurim. And he shechted, not his mother, but the animal's mother, on Yom Kippur. Meaning he had to do shechita on Yom Kippur, simply because it was negeya, a chayil sheyesh b'yisakon. So what's it negeya now? There's a halach, it says in the Torah, today's daf is mamish, a smorgasbord of ideas and kachim. We're going from one sugya to a, like literally from one parak to another. But regardless, so the halach is, now that you shechted the mother, you can't do the sar lazazel anymore. Not only can you do the sar lazazel, here's the punchline. Today, the sar lazazel is mechus hazman. So usually when you think of mechus hazman in a carbon, it's less than 8 days old. But it's not the only example. This comes up. Even there are other ways for an animal to be mechus hazman. So if you shechted the mother, the child is going to be mechus hazman. So that's where it's negeya, Lashem the rabbis, that a sar mishtalech is included in the halacha of mechus hazman. How could it be a halacha of oisei ves benoi leisishchetu b'yaymech regarding the sar lazazel? Leisishchetu amir achman. V'alav shchita. He didn't do shchita. I don't understand. You took the animal, you threw it down the mountain. So there's no shechita. And the Gemara says the epic words, Ha'amri b'marava, mezoktin eretz Yisrael, dechiyasoy letzuk zuhi shechitasoy. It's true. You don't do a conventional shechita, but taking the sarim ishtalech and throwing it down the mountain is tantamount to shechita. So much so that when it says in the Torah, is considered shchita. Therefore, be also be mechus hazman, and this is the case where it'd be negei mechus hazman. This last gemara will be the topic be'ezus Hashem of tomorrow's raid. But regardless, just to recap, so we're discussing the halacha of shchutei chutz as it relates to the sar lashem and the sar lazazel, and from there the gemara digressed a little bit into the halacha of mechus hazman as it relates to the sar mishtalech. How did we get there? Because we were memay the sar mishtalech from shchutei chutz because it says lashem. Yeah, we have a brisa that's marba the sar mishtalech to mechus hazman because it says lashem. And the gemara asks the kasha, is lashem marba, is it memay? And the gemara says you have to look at the context of the two psukim. But the bottom line is there is a halacha of mechus hazman as it relates to the sar mishtalech. And the gemara's kasha was that I don't understand why you even need a pasuk for this. Hey, but it's pasuk. Of course there's a halacha mechus hazman. This doesn't the sar lazot have to be roy to be the sar lashem as well? So being that it had to be roy because you had to make the gadol, so it should be obvious. And really what emerged was three terutzim. One teretz is, there is a hechatimtza according to Rav Shimon, where you don't need a gairel. Meis echa mehem, Rav Shimon holds, you can replace it, shalei ba'agrolas, according to Rav Shimon. That's where I would need this halacha. Another hechatimtza, where this would be negeya, is maybe it's negeya where the sar mishtalech got a mum. You can't bring the sar mishtalech with a mum. Riboy, also from the word Lashem, You want to be mechallel it now onto another sar that's less than 8 days old. So you have to know that there's a halacha mechusas man. And then Rava's teretz, it's not negeya the mechusas man of 8 days old. It's negeya a different type of mechusas man. An oisei ves benoi le sishchatu b'yaymechot. Fake the gemara, oisei ves benoi le sishchatu b'yaymechot. What does it have to do with the sar mishtalech? You're not shechting the sar mishtalech. And the gemara says, d'chiyasei letzuk, zuhi shchitasei. So we're learning perek shnei se'irei, which deals with the halachas of the Sar Echel Hashem and the Sar Echel Azazel. So I just wanted to go back to some raid that was left on the table from earlier in the Masechta that's very yesoidi as it relates to understanding the Sar Echel Hashem and the Sar Echel Azazel. So the Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, brought a memra from Rav Chisda. So today's Daf started with a memra from Rav Chisda. The Gemara over there discussed another memra from Rav Chisda in great detail. And that is, Ein Hakinim Mispar Shois, Elo Oyba Lekichas Bailim, Oyba Asiyas Kayim. There are times that a person has to bring a carbon, and the carbon is not an animal, but rather it's a bird. Whenever a person brings a bird as an animal, he brings two birds. He has an option. He could bring toirim, or he could bring b'nei yoina. But it's always two. And the reason it's two is because it's echad l'chatos, ve'echad l'oilo. And Rav Chisda said a very big chiddush. He said that ein akinim mispar shoyz, elo oyba l'kichas b'aylam, oyba asiyas koyim. If somebody has these two birds and he wants to bring them for his carbon, echad l'chatos ve'echad l'oilo, there's only two times that he can make the determination which one should be the chatos or which one should be the oilo. Oyba l'kichas b'aylam, when he actually buys it, so you're in the store, you're buying these two birds, you could say, right now, I want this one to be the chatos, this should be the oilo. This should be the oilo, this should be the chatos. Or ba'asiyas ha'koyin, while the koyin is doing the avoida, it's then he can do it. And it's learned out from Psukim. Va'asa oysam ha'koyin echad chatos ve'echad oilo. So we learn from there that the asiya can establish it. And then it says, v'lokcha shnei toyer me'shnei b'nei yoyne echad oilo ve'echad l'chatos. So we learn from there that l'kichas b'aylam could determine it. But ein akina misparshes, elo oyba l'kichas b'aylam, oy be asiyas koyin. And the Gemara over there, on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, asked the kasha that we'll just chazer over very, very briefly. And that is, the Gemara brought a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, was the manda amar in the braisa, who had a discussion, what would be if the Kohen Gadol, instead of making a goyrel to determine which sar should be Lashem and which sar should be Lazazel, he decided that he just wants to pick and choose by himself. I want this one to be Lashem, and I want this one to be Lazazel. So the Gemara says, you would think it should work. Not only doesn't make sense at your work, it's a kal v'chaymer. How so? Madach shar kachim, where you can't define the kachim. You can't create the kachim through a gairo. You actually have to say, I want this to be a chat, this should be an oil, this should be a shlam. The halacha is that if you do it that way, it works. So certainly when it comes to the two se'irim, that a gairo works, for sure if you do it in the traditional way, it should work. Meaning madach shar kachim, where you can't use a gairel, you can be makdish it in a conventional way. So certainly when it comes to the shnei se'irim that you can use the gairel, if you have the chiddush, you can use the gairel, certainly you should be able to do it in another way. Sakhti Gemara stating that, even though in Svara, based on the Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah addresses behem, Kal V'chaymer, it should work, Talmud Boimer, it says, V'aso chatos, ha'gairel ois chatos, ve'ein Hashem ois chatos. And the Gemara said, this braisa is a kasha on Rav Chisda. How? Straight to Gemara, the Havamin of the Braisa, that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to determine which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazazel, simply by stating so, he should be able to do it. You need a pasuk to say you can. When was he going to do that? Presumably, at the same time that he made the Gairo. So the Kohen Gadol is standing in that Zara, he's about to make the Gairo, and then he says, you know what? I'm not doing a Gairo. This one's Lashem, this one's going to be Lazazel. You would have thought Kal V'chaymer works, Talmud Boimer V'aso Chatos, that it doesn't work. But presumably, that's when you were going to do it. Fake the Gemara. That moment of time. It's not the Shas L'kicha. You didn't just buy the two goats. Bought the goats before Yontif. And it's also not the Shas Asiya. He's not doing any real Avoida right now. So if Rav Chisda is right, then L'chura, what was the Havamina? That the Kohen Gadol should be able to be mefarish which one of the two Se'irim is Lashem and which one is Lazazel, at that time that he's standing in the Azara, meaning in lieu of the Goyra, let me instead do it by myself, it anyways can't work. Because Ein Akinim is Parshois. Elo Oyba L'Kinchas Bailim, Oyba Asiyas Koyim. And all the Rishonim asked that I poshut don't know how to read this Gemara. Rav Chisda never said a halacha regarding the two goats on Yom Kippur. He was talking about the two turtle doves. He was talking about the Shnei Tayrim and the Shnei Bnei Yayna. Echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla. So Rav Chisda said, Ein akinim mispashos. Elo oibel l'kichas b'aylam, oibel asiyas kayin. He never said anything about the Shnei Seirim. So Makshim or Rishonim, what's Pashup Shad in this Gemara? And besides, Rav Chisda came from a Pasik. V'lokcha Shnei Tayrim and Shnei Bnei Yayna. Echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla. V'asa oisim akayim. Echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla. This is a special halacha when it comes to kinim. There's no halacha anywhere in Shas when it comes to a carbon that you want to be makriv as a chatas. Someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he goes to the shuk, he buys a chatas shmeina. This is a halacha that says that I have to make it into a chatas either b'shas l'kicha or I hand it over to the kohen, he does it b'shas. You can do whatever you want. You have your free will to do it as you choose to do it. This is gzeiras hakasev when it comes to kinim. When it comes to two tayrim or two bnei yoyna echad l'chatas v'echad l'oyna, then ein akinim is parashas. So what's pashup shan in the Gemara? What was the tzushtel to the shnei se'irim? So somebody showed me. I can't remember his name. I wish I can give him credit, but he showed me a beautiful, beautiful piece from Rabbi Yashiv in his Ha'aris on Masechtas Yuma on this Gemara daf mem aleph amen aleph. But it requires a little bit of an introduction, a classic introduction. And that is, the Gemara says, Masechtas Chulin, Dav Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the Oila Sa'if. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that says, Ves Hasheni Yasa Oila Kemishpat. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, Kemishpat? Kemishpat Chatas Behema. That's a simplified version of an intricate Gemara in Chulin Dav Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. But that's basically what the Gemara says. Ves Hasheni Yasa Oila Kemishpat Chatos behema. Zok the Gemara. What does that mean? I'm skipping a little bit. Ma chatos behema enoy ba elamen achulin. Just like chatos behema can only be brought from chulin. Ubiyoy. Chatos behema has to be brought during the day. Can't bring chatos behema by night. Ubiyode hayamonis. And the kohen has to be using his right hand when he shechts the chatos behema. Af oilos oif. So too the oilos oif. Enoy ba elamen achulin. Has to be brought from chulin. Ubiyoyim. It has to be brought during the day. Ubiyode hayamonis. And he has to use his right hand. The Gemara then has a whole discussion on this brisa. I'm skipping now to Daf Chav Beis Haman Aleph. Zok the Gemara. Amar. We said that from this halacha of the Oilas Ha'oif has to be brought just like the Chatas Behemo, we learn a few halachas. One of the halachas was Chatas Behemo has to be brought during the day. The Oilas Ha'oif also has to be brought during the day. Frank the Gemara, Bayoim, mi Bayoim Tzavosai Nafka. All karbanos have to be brought during the day. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'yoyin tzavaseh es b'nei Yisrael l'hakrib es karbanayim. And we learn from there that all avoidas of all karbanos had to be done during the day. This is kachem 101 or 101 or 101. You can only do avoida during the day. So if all karbanos have to be brought during the day, I need a shtickle Torah, a hekish, that the oil is oif is kemish b'tchatos behem, and it has to be during the day. To tell me it has to be brought menachulin, that's a chiddush. Yodei hayamanis, I would have thought I could use the linkahan, b'seid. But yoyin, that's b'yoyin tzavaseh es b'nei Israel, Akiv is Karbanayim. Everybody knows that. And the Gemara says, Kadi Nasva. You're right. It's a good kasha. And Enochinami really doesn't belong in this Braisa. But the Tana, the Braisa, just threw in a bunch of different halachas without being so precise. But you can take out the word Bayon. Because I would know that the Oilas Ha'oif needs to be brought during the day, even without this hekish, because it's Pashit. It's Pashit that's the way it is. There's a tshuva from the Rajba. In Tshuvas HaRashba, this is a Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. It seems that the Shoyl in this Tshuvas HaRashba had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He sent his version of a Girsa in the Gemara. He had a different Girsa in the Gemara. And based on his Girsa in the Gemara, he wrote a Shaila to the Rashba. His Gemara read on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph in Masechtas Chulin, where the Gemara says that what was the... Why do I need a pasuk? I need a hekesh to tell me that the oil sa'if has to be brought during the day because it's kemishpat chatas behema. It's pashat. All karbanis have to be brought during the day. So what did our Gemara say? Kadin aspa and chanami. It doesn't really belong there. This was the girsa that the shoyl and the tshuvas HaRashba had. He wrote sulkadai tchamina. I would have thought hani mili chatas sa'if. Maybe this is only tshuva chatas. If our oil sa'if im aloi, but I would have thought maybe an oil sa'if is different. Kamash malon that it's the same. And the shoyl wrote to the Rajba, casually, my umma de chata sa'if, me oila sa'if. I don't understand. And he tried saying a shtickle Torah to answer it. And the Rajba wrote back to him, quote, Tshuva, gam anoichi lo yadati. I don't know, Pshat. I don't know. That there's a svara that the chatas oif should have to be brought during the day, but the oilas oif not. And he says, v'im akushya kushya, divreim lo yal arucha. If the kasha is a kasha, your teretz is definitely not the teretz. But he says, besides, the Rashba says, that's the bad news. Meaning, I don't know the answer to your question, but there's good news. Hakushya eina de girsa mishubeshes nazdam lecha. He says, this ksav yad, think in the old days, manuscripts, I mean, this is the times of the Rashba. He says, you have a mistaken manuscript. Vanan hochi garsina, and I'm going to tell you the right girsa in the Gemara. Mi biyoim tzavoy say nafka, that's the kasha. And Kadinaz, but that's the best teretz in the world. Kadinaz, but you're right, Enochanami. It doesn't really belong there. Nothing to get excited about. Enochanami. But the bottom line is, the Shoyal, I told the Rashba, he found a manuscript that actually answered this question. Again, we have a brisa that says that from the fact that the Torah says the Oilas Oif should be brought Kemishpat Chatas Behemo, that's why the Oilas Oif has to be brought during the day. Freak the Gemara, it's partial, you have to bring it during the day. All Avoidas have to be done during the day. Why would an Oilas Oif be different? And the Rashba's Shoyal had a gear to that said, no, because you would have thought Chatas Oif has to be brought during the day. But Efsha Oilas Oif not, and he said, I don't understand the Chilik, and the Rashba said, I don't even understand the Chilik. He said, but don't worry about it, it's the wrong Gersa, because the Gersa is like, we have it in our Vilna Shas, where the Gemara says, Kadi Nas, but Staka there by mistake. Remeir Simcha, in Or Samech, and this is very tucked away. It's in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, in the brackets. So Remeir Simcha brings this Tshuvas HaRashba. And Remeir Simcha says, that I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat in that Girsa Mishubeshes is. He says, who brought birds as a carbon? Somebody that wasn't in a financial position to be able to bring a behem. So the halacha is that certain averis that a person does, he's chayef to bring a carbon. Now, there are times where the Torah said, this is midday raisa, that if you can't afford to bring an animal, which is what a carbon was, we're going to be lenient. If you want, you could bring a bird. But not just one bird, two birds. Echel echates v'echel loyv. Not just that. If the person couldn't even afford, that was too difficult for him to bring birds, he can even bring a carbon mincha. A carbon that's known as dalei dalas. But the point is, who brought birds? Someone that had to bring a chatas. He wasn't in a position now to bring the chatas. So instead of bringing a chatas, he brings the birds. Frank to Evan Ezra, in his Pirush Allah Torah, it's in Perikei, Pasuk Zayin, in Parashas Vayikra. He says, I don't understand. If this person was able to bring a behemah, he would have brought a behemah. A behemah has a carbon chatas. Now he can't bring a behemah. So instead you bring a bird. But not one bird, you bring two birds. He says, that's fine. I have no problem with two birds. But echad l'chatas v'echad l'oy, why are you bringing an oyla? You're not mechuyiv to bring an oyla. All your mechuyiv can do is to bring a chatas. So why would you bring a chatas and an oyla? If you were an usher and you were able to bring a behemah, you would only bring a chatas. Now you're an ani, so now you have to bring a chatas and an oyla? Why are you bringing an oyla? So Ebenezer says, two terutzim. But this is the second teretz. Va'akarav elai. Sheho echot kineged ha'imurim. Va'asheni chatas kemishpat. A chatas ha'oif is unique in kachim, in that it's the only carbon that had no chelag of it that went on the Mizbeach. The chatas ha'oif was the diametric opposite of the oil. The oil, all the basa went on the Mizbeach. The chatas ha'oif, none of the basa went on the Mizbeach. Chatas behema partly went on the Mizbeach, partly went to the Kayanim. But the chatas ha'oif was eaten completely by the Kayanim. Said that in Ezra, you know why the Torah said you have to bring an oil ha'oif? Because you can't bring a carbon if there's no chelag that's going to go l'gavaya. There has to be a portion that goes to the Abish. You can't just eat by yourself. You have to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chatas ha'if doesn't have a chelik that goes like vaya. So therefore the Torah said, don't just bring a chatas, bring an oila. Echad l'chatas, the echad l'oila. The chatas will be the chelik that's nechal, and the oila. But says, again, the Lashon of the Evan Ezra, sheha echad kineged ha'imurim, that oila sa'if is kineged. So said Ramea Simcha, dova nifla. This is what he said. She says, it comes out that the oila sa'if, what's the whole purpose of the oila sa'if? This person doesn't have to bring an oila, he needs a chatas. Why is he bringing an oila sa'if? Because he needs a murim. There's one avoida that was kosher balayla. You know what that avoida was? It was the avoida say murim. So said Rameh Simcha, that was pshat in the girsa. There was a havamin in the Gemara. Avadi, you can't bring a chatasai balayla. There was no havamin, you should be able to bring a chatasai. But an oilas ha'oif is different because it, the whole mitzius of the oilas ha'oif is a murim. So could I, the chamin, if you could bring a murim at night, so you would have thought that maybe I could bring the oilas ha'oif. That was the chiddish. Kemish, but chatas behema. That it's treated like the chatas behema, and therefore the halachas has to be during the day. So Rameh Simcha says this in his Or Sameach on the Rambam in Hilchas Maaseh Sheni Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. In the middle he writes like this, V'samachti, I was very happy, Mo'oid Shehinchani Hashem B'derecha Emes, that the Eibishter was mezakeh me to go B'derecha Emes. But there's the rest of the story. And that is Rav Baruch Epstein, the Makar Baruch, the Baal Perei Tamima, who was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, hashtag Ilfa, and he was killed by the Nazis, unbeknownst. Hashem Yimkum Damai. So he wrote a sefer called Makar Baruch, which is an autobiography on his life. It was partially translated into English, my uncle Benetziv. But the Makar Baruch wrote Rav Baruch Epstein wrote a sefer Makar Baruch. And in the Hakdama to the sefer, he tells a story that he once went to visit Rameh Simcha in Dvinsk. He was Makuriv, his uncle was the Netziv, his father was the Aruch HaShulchan. He poshed everything. He had seen it all. But he said he had a shaykhist Rameh Simcha, and he once went to visit Rameh Simcha, and he walked into Rameh Simcha, and he was mamish begalufin. He was mamish besimcha, and he asked him, "L'simcha mazu oisa?" He says, "Why are you so happy?" And he told him, "I'm going to tell you pshat." He says, "Because I was just harving on a gemara mesechta schul and dafcha falif dafcha beis a shver girsa." And the Rajban Achuva asks, the shoyl was trying to understand the girsa, and the Rajb said he has no pshat in it. Gama noichi lo yadati, the Rajb said. He said, "Gama noichi lo yadati," and because of that, he said the girsa must be a girsa mishubeshes, and the girsa is the way we have it. And he's Ramei Simcha said, "I thought of a pshat, and I mamish felt in my bones this was an emes pshat." He said, "Then I fell asleep. And after I fell asleep, I had a dream." And he says, "In my dream, I saw that there was a big tumul in Shamayim, and people were being makatrig on the dar, that they said, there's nobody in this dar that knows how to say an emes avart." He says, there's a yiridas adoris in Torah, and it's very hard for people to really be mechaben to Torah's emes. And then all of a sudden, the Rajba walked into the room. And the Rajba says, an ishtemes, a dayid, and a kleine shtetl in Dvinsk. His name is Rameir Simcha, and he just said an emes avart. He just said a pshat in something that I wrote in my tshuva, gama noichi lo yodati. So he said, "I just had this cholam." Zolch nishnayim besimcha. This is what he told Rav Baruch Epstein. This is the maisa. But this is what the Velt says, Rameir Simcha was alluding to when he said, "V'samachti ma'oid shenchani Hashem b'derech ha'emes." I was so besimcha that the Eibishter led me b'derech ha'emes. V'samachti ma'oid. It's mefurish in the Ar Sameach. What the Baal Perei Tamima reported, V'samachti ma'oid Ramei Yisim. There's a lot of major lumdus in Ramei Yisim. Every Meshachachach is V'samachti ma'oid. We get V'samcha ma'oid. But here Ramei Yisim said V'samachti ma'oid. That's the rest of it. So what does that have to do with what we're saying? Said Rabbi Yashiv, he brings this whole Arichus, Rabbi Yashiv, here in the Aris, it's Mamish Barichus. So he says, Yesh Loim, and that's Pshana Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "In Akina Misparshis, Elo Oiba Lekichas Bailim, Oiba Asiyas Kreis." So what's the Pshat? What's the Svara? He says, the reason is because these two chata, these two oifois, they're not two independent karbonas, echel chatas v'echel oilo, but they have a connection to each other. It's the basar and the emurim. It's the same carbon. So Rabbi Yashiv said, it's mistaber that that's why Rav Chizda held, that there have to be laws that govern how you makdish this animal. Ordinarily, you can be makdish whenever you want to, however you want to. The problem is, if I'm going to be makdish l'chatas oif today, and then the oil is oif tomorrow, that's like being makdish a half animal today and a half animal tomorrow. It doesn't work. It's one animal. And because it's one animal, it's one carbon. You have to be makdish it as one. So there were times that the Torah was koveya that tzizamen, right now, oy balikichas bailim, oy basiyas koyin. There is a cost of that. Those are the two times. But the concept of there being a connection between the two, and I can't even be makdish one without the other, that's rooted in the understanding, the essence of the relationship between the Chata Soif and the Oil Soif. They're not just two carbonists that you have to bring, but they're two animals that literally complement each other. It's between the two that I have the equivalent of one. So Rabbi Yashiv said, Yesh Loimar, that the Gemara here in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph understood that the relationship between the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel is the same. Because Yesh Loimah, the Sar Lazazel, is also a carbon. Now, we spoke out to Evan Ezra earlier in the Masechta that says it was a gift that was given to the Samech Mem, to Sar Shalesav, and it was anything but a carbon. But the truth is, Rabbi Yashiv says that if he makes a cheshbon based on a Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita anyway, and the Sugya in Mem Aleph in Masechta Yom is going, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda is, that it really was a carbon. So if we accept the premise that the Sar Mishalech was a carbon, which is the Pashtus, if we assume it's a carbon, it's an interesting carbon. It's a carbon that's missing some of the critical factors of a carbon. There's no shchita, there's no kabbalah, there's no halacha, there's no zrika. So we just saw tchiyasa, letzuk, zui, shchitaza, but there's certainly no kabbalah, there's no halacha, there's no zrika, there's no aktara, it's missing a lot. So he says it's pashit, that the sar mishtaleach came together with the sar lashem, because together they complemented each other. And that's why you find they had to be the same, and all these similarities that you have between the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel is rooted in the idea that these aren't just two random, completely independent akravas, but these two akravas are connected to each other. Like what? Like what? What's the precedent for that? Like the two oifas. Like the Echel Lechatas ve'Echel Oilo. Kind of the Gemara. If when it comes to the two oifas, this halach of enakinim is parshas ella oibal akichas bailam oibasiyas koyin. And what's the yisoid of it? Because these are not two independent karbanas. This is not like the mitzayre that brings an asham and a chatos. These are two karbanos that together are one. It's shtayim sheinachas. And if that's the case, in the halachas of how you makdish it, they have to be one and the same. So hell the Gemara, that there's one other place in the entire Torah where we can apply Rav Chisda's halacha of enakinim is parshas. And that's the two seirim. And that's why the Gemara shtel the two to the two seirim. You're right, it's not a two shtel to any other combination of karbanos that are going to be brought. Because each animal is going to be brought individually. But the two seirim, with the sword lazazel, needs the Sar Lashem. It's just like the Echad L'Chatos and the Echad L'Oif need each other. That's what brings and begets the halacha of Enakina Misparshas Yesh Loimar. That's Pshat in this very, very, very difficult Gemara over here, Mesachtas Yuma Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. So the Pshat that Rameir Simcha said to explain a very hard Gemara in Chulin Daf Chabez is the Pshat in this difficult Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, just to end. So Rav Ezra asked the Kasha, and that is that I don't understand why the Ani, the person that's not in a position to bring an animal, so he brings a Chatas and an Oila. If you're bringing an animal, you're not bringing an Oila. So why does he have to bring an Oila? So we mentioned the second Pshat of the Rav Ezra. But Rav Ezra says the first Pshat. He says, Ki tam echol Oila, bavur shaloi tagia yodoi, Ulay Allah al ruchay machsheves. The carbon oil, Chazal say, was mechaper the people that had machshavos to do an avera. So if someone had a machshava to do an avera, he brought a carbon oil. If someone actually did an avera, he brought a carbon chatas, assuming you meet the criteria. If someone only had a machshava to do an avera, he brought a carbon oil. The pasuk says ha oil al ruchachem. If someone had a ruach, a geist to do an avera, so Allah says he has to bring a carbon oil. The Klei Yakar says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that's why an oila is almost always a zachar, and a chatas is almost always in a keva. Oila is always a zachar, and a chatas is almost always in a keva. He says the reason is because who brings a carbon oila? Someone that had a machshava to do an avera. If someone had a machshava to do an avera and he doesn't do the avera, that's gvura. Being that he's a gibar, his carbon is the carbon of gvura, which is a carbon zachar. A chatas is someone that actually did the avera. So he was tashash koichai kinekeva. And being that he was tashash koichai kinekeva, that's why he brings the carbon of an akeva. Just a good way to remember which is zachar, which is an akeva, for the next time you learn tamura. But regardless, where all these sugis are. But that's talacha, that the oila was mechaper for someone that had a machshava, for someone that had her urei avera. So says Devin Ezra, this person right now has to bring a carbon. And he's told that instead of bringing the carbon of that behemoth, if you want, you could bring the Shnei Torim or the Shnei Bnei Yoina. He says it's mistaber, or it's very possible anyways, that ulai, Allah al ruchay machshavas, that at that moment, he might have had a machshava of, like, why am I in a position that I can only bring the Shnei Torim or the Shnei Bnei Yoina? Why am I not in a position to bring the carbon behemoth? And if he had that machshava, he now needs kapara for that machshava. And the kapara is that he has to bring a carbon oil, and that's why he brings the carbon oil. Because right now, when he's sitting down with Bezdin figuring out what kind of carbon he can bring, he might have some machshava and some hergish of, you know, he wishes that he was in a position to bring the behemoth. And that machshava is a machshava that he shouldn't have had. And as a result, he needs a kapara. So I saw the Chidah brings this teretz from the Eben Ezra. And he asks an obvious question. It's in the Sefer Chumas Anoch. And he asks the obvious question. He says that if that's the case, then L'chaira, the person that's Bedali Dallas, the person that brought the carbon mincha, should also have to bring a carbon oila. He doesn't bring a carbon oila. He just brings his one carbon. So he says, I understand. The Ani who brings the Torim, so he brings Echel Chatas Vechel Oila. But the person that's Bedali Dallas, he doesn't. How come he doesn't have to? Says the Chidah Dover Nifla. He says, the person that can bring the Shnei Torim and Shnei Bnei Yoina, that has a machshava, why can't I bring the carbon of the Asher? He needs a tikkun, he needs a kapara, he shouldn't have had the machshava. He said, but the person that's bedalei dalos, he's in a position where his anius is having such an impact on his life that even if he has a machshava of why is it that I'm like that, the Eibishter understands that it's coming from a place where he's suffering, it's coming from a place of pain, et daf nishavanach. A tikkun. He doesn't need a kapara, and he doesn't have to bring the echel o'ilo. He says, the person that's mein yana, but someone that's bedali dalos, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges a person, he takes the person's matzav into account. And it's true, the emes is such a machshava is not a machshava a person should have. Like a tchila, a person should be be'amuna, be'betachin, and should understand whatever he has is what's meant for him to have, and as a result, he should never have such machshavas. And if a person does, he needs a tikkun. Doesn't mean a chata, doesn't mean, you know, but he needs a carbon oil. He has to bring something. But someone that's suffering, someone that's in pain, someone that's mamish dealing with a situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says that lefi koishi onyoy lo yachshev Hashem lo yovin al dvarim shebeliboy. It's understood that a person's going to have azal chamachshavas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chasodov looks the other way and he says, you know what, this person, even though what he did technically begets this carbon oil, but he's not going to have to bring a carbon oil.